The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play gaming podcast in the world. I am Scott.
I'm Jeff.
And rest in peace, Bob Saget.
Wait, Bob Saget? Are you serious?
Yeah, today.
Oh,
yeah.
Found
in Orlando, yeah. The Orlando Hotel.
Oh, I didn't hear about this. Rest in peace, Bob Saget.
Oh, rest in peace. Yeah, America's dad. Rest in peace, and so I'm Mark. Hey.
That's number two that 2020 has taken. Who's going to be the third and final for the month of January that celebrity is going to be taking, Mark?
Oh, you didn't ask me. You asked Mark. Okay.
Mark is in film Twitter. He knows
who's on
film life
Twitter
support.
What does film Twitter have to do with anyone?
Listen, Mark film Twitter collectively gets together and hashtags a celebrity name. And when the celebrity name is hashtagged, then that starts the clock. We're working on Megan Fox right now, so.
You're working on, so you're trying to kill Megan Fox.
I don't make the rules with film Twitter, okay?
Oh, and this is episode 104? No, 103. Yeah, 103.
I don't make this show.
You partially? No, never mind.
Nope.
Yeah, 103. And just to recap, we play a free-to-play game every other week, and then we rate and review it. Mark, what was this week's game?
Oh, this week we played Rogueland. It's developed by Huge Games.
Very big games.
Very big. That's three U's and huge. You may recognize Huge Games from other titles such as Huge Casino and Billionaire
Casino. I could have
gone
a couple ways. Okay.
And Traffic Puzzle.
Ooh.
It is a action roguelike. I just made that up. I don't even know. Like, I know it's a roguelike, but
that's no calling
it a roguelike is like borderline for me.
But it's like action. Is it, you know?
Action works.
Okay, good. All right.
It's like a actiony. I don't want to. It's like a not a twin stick shooter, but a single stick shooter. An action single stick shooter.
Sure. It is available on the Android and iOS for your mobile devices, and it was released on March 2nd of 2021.
Gameplay.
As Jeff said, this is a single stick shooter. So you wander around the maps with your thumb on the very bottom and you just slide where you want to go, basically.
Yeah,
to fight, you have to stop moving, and your character will shoot. The character that you start out with is a archer, I would say.
Archer.
Yeah.
Were you guys able to unlock any other characters? Because I never did.
Yeah, I've gotten a handful of characters. Another one is like a bomb thrower.
I think I have the bomb thrower. I know, like, you have to collect cards while you play, and then you would use those to unlock things. So I did play as the bomb player, but it was because of one of the events or one of the other side challenges.
Yes, I did that too.
It required me to play as a certain character, so I got to play as them, but I don't think I actually unlocked them to use freely.
Yeah, so this game models itself. I mean, the name itself is Rogue Land.
I think roguelike and rogue is just one of those buzzwords, especially right. For something on mobile where you want to optimize that search engine. So when someone puts rogue in there, this is going to come up. So,
but I mean, it does have some elements.
Yeah, but kind of mildly so. And so when I first booted this game up, go ahead, Mark.
So like in D&D, though, Scott, a rogue is considered a thief, and that's probably where the rogue in this title comes into play, not so much as the type of gameplay it is.
But it does also have roguelike
elements.
Characteristics. Elements, yeah.
Look at that.
I don't see that, though. I don't see that at all. There's no permadeath. There was no, like, restarting your runs and the levels being completely different each time. Like, I don't know. Were you able to replay levels?
I mean, most of the levels are set up the same.
Yeah. So, and that's kind of where I am. Again, I think that roguelike is a term that's thrown around as this buzzy sort of genre thing. And you take one or two elements from roguelikes and everybody's like, yep, that's what I needed. And in this one, as you play the game, let's back up. Because as Scott said, you move your character with this thumbstick. But in order to actually fire, your character has to remain still. And on the screen, there will be red arrows and other indicators to show you what attacks are about to happen from the enemies on screen. And then you would maneuver your character to a location where you would not get hit, and then let go of your thumbstick, and then your character would begin firing at the closest enemy. As you move through the game or in the level, you will level up, so to speak, and get the choice between three perks that are randomized. And that is an element I would say you could look at from a roguelike.
Yeah, fair enough. But those things that you can pick are predetermined within your loadout.
Yeah, okay. If you choose the crossbow like the archer has, I think, I don't remember her name, but the archer starts with has a crossbow. So, you know, much like, and I'm not as versed in these roguelike games as you all are, but the last one I played was Hades. And even some people would say that, well, that's not really, you know, traditional.
It has more roguelike elements than this does. But again, sure, and me, the traditionalist, would be like, it's a little too much on the meta progression, whereas I prefer one without meta progression. Mark,
no,
you're on a video game podcast. You're a nerd, too.
Yeah,
no, all right, no, just shut up.
The meta is a buzzword. It's a...
Okay, it gets my
nerd sense tingling.
Your what's tingling?
My nerd sense.
I think they make medication for that.
So
they probably do.
I wasn't going to acknowledge the joke, but okay. Um,
By Where not acknowledging it? My joke, you've lost
not your
place.
Not your joke. Oh. You didn't make a joke. Sure. Or at least if you did, it was so horrible, it couldn't even be recognized as a failed joke.
You're not in a good mood tonight, Jeff.
How do you know?
You're not your jovial self.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry.
See, that's the voice. I know when you're not...
I had an eventful recording session yesterday or the day before, and then I was laid out because of my booster shot. And now, you know, I got to deal with a game that says it's a roguelike when it's clearly not.
The game, you go through different levels, and as you progress through the different levels, I don't know how far y'all got in the levels. But I've been
10 or 11 or so. And then I started venturing out to the other modes. Cause that's right. Where, like we said, you could play as other characters and stuff.
Yeah. I only got to like level 9 is where I finished off.
I'm on level 42. And I've been playing. I mean, I've been playing this a little bit, a bit longer than you all have, is because I was playing this before.
Yeah,
you know, I'm the one that suggested the game, but the levels do get harder as you progress. All right, there's more enemies. The levels take longer. Like a run now, where I'm at in level 42 or whatever. I mean, I'm in this run for 20 minutes. It feels like.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely going to discuss that later on.
All right, so you can choose between like to start out the crossbow, a sword, like a magician's staff with like spells, I guess, and your loadout for like different perks throughout the run are dependent on your weapon of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And from most
as
of the
well
time.
As your equipment though too, right? Because I noticed as you level your equipment, your not just your sword or your weapon, but like your gloves and your boots. As you level them, you gain abilities. Like I think at level 5 with the first set of equipment that I had, it allowed me to access an ability, and that was one of the things that came up throughout the gameplay that I could pick as a perk.
Yeah. No. Right. It's like so. Certain like armor choices are better for certain characters. I think I didn't really play it as anybody else other than the main character you start out with. But you know, I for someone that doesn't play a lot of these type of games, I thought this game is built for mobile.
I mean,
it's obvious by the one stick.
Which you know, I appreciate, it, which I would
yeah.
I say is a positive.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
It's not shoehorning. Ooh, sorry.
Ooh.
Shoehorning.
That out, Jeff.
I'm not editing. Shoehorning mechanics into a game that are make it too complex for a mobile device. I like the simplicity of the gameplay. I think that's a positive thing.
Yeah, I mean the screen is vertical the entire time. You know. You're not having to play horizontal on the phone. It's the graphics are okay. They're cartoonish, but
they do the job. They're right. Simple, but not ugly. So,
and most of the levels are laid out the same. It's just there's some different elements of like there's an ice level and there's like lava levels. But they're pretty much laid out the same, and you go around, you go through the level, and you encounter different types of bad guys. Some are like most of them are goblins.
Let me ask you, Mark, since you got further than both of us, as you get further along, do the indicators of your enemies attacking you either go away or do they like get faster? Because as you're playing this game. Whenever an enemy attacks you, you get this indicator as either red line where they're going to shoot at you from, or like a area effect on the ground that turns red and is going to, you know, they're going to drop a bomb on that area and so on and so forth. But you have to dodge those as you're playing. Is that at any point in time, is there no indicators?
No, I haven't encountered that. And I don't. Are you looking at that as like a negative?
No, not necessarily a negative, but it would definitely ramp up the difficulty level of this game if they took those away.
I think it defeats the purpose of the gameplay. I found it plenty difficult with the frequency, actually to the point of frustration a little bit, where I couldn't find a moment to stand still and shoot like it on more difficult levels.
Yeah, the more opponents on the screen, the more times they're like shooting at you and it was harder, yes.
I didn't find that it made the game too easy. And if the game were too easy, that would be an argument to remove them. But I don't think that's necessary.
So through the runs and as you go progress through the levels, you know, the game adds more, you know, more bad guys on the screen at once, more difficult bad guys that have more HP,
and they take more of your HP too.
Yeah, right. And so you have to. So that's when the strat. I view it as a strategy of your perks that you get when you collect. I guess they're like gemstones when you defeat somebody. You level up, and then you get these perks that, depending on what level you're at, you may opt to choose, you know, hey, I want to level up faster so it doesn't take me as long to get certain perks because you know it's going to be hard to level up in that level. And then, you know, different weapon perks and different health perks. But as you progress through the levels, throughout all the different levels, there's big bosses. And early on, there's just one big boss typically at the end of the run. But as you progress through the higher levels, those big bosses are more. There's like two or three. And you know, as you die in these runs, you realize, hey, I gotta strategize my perks and you know, what am I picking, because I know I'm gonna encounter this boss. You know, the third obstacle in the level. I don't know. I viewed this game plenty difficult. But it's also fun. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you guys had fun playing this game, but I viewed each run was different. It was randomized. The enemies were randomized
almost.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt this game, because it's built for mobile, it kind of gets, and I've looked at the ratings on this game via the Apple Store, and people are kind of poo-pooing on it because it's built for mobile. It's the one state you can play it with one hand.
Yeah, what's your other one doing? Wiping.
Don't want to know. What was your other hand doing, Scott? Oh, he's not even listening. Look.
Oh.
He's not even here.
My other hand, I guess, was holding my phone while I was playing it.
So you use two hands? What a freak!
Switch hitter, they call those.
Oh my god! What are we talking about?
Baseball, obviously.
Oh, okay. All right, baseball.
No, I mean, and there's other. You know, like Jeff, you talked about events every, you know, a couple hours. There's an event opens up that you can use another character with a different ability, like the bomb thrower. And there's one guy that has, they're like bombs, but they're more missile-like, I guess. I don't know if I was able to play with them because I got to a certain level in the game. But, I mean, it was hard. This event was hard. You collect certain currency, and we'll get to that in the paywall. But there's enough events going on that there's always something going on here in this game. And that's what kept me busy.
Yeah, so Scott was actually on the phone with me while I first got my very first impressions. I'm like, hey, this isn't half bad, because I played it, and it was built for mobile, and it was an action game, and it was a game. It wasn't, the autoplay itself game. Like, there's, as far as I could tell, no option for this to just play itself. So already, it's doing pretty good.
I did do one of the challenges. It was like a boss battle, whatever, and that one was ridiculously hard because it was like the boss that I was fighting
was the hit rock me guy. Once.
It was a
the
frog.
The Rock is in this. Oh,
yes, The Rock is in this. Oh, he's a wrestler.
The Rock's not just an actor.
Not when he's in this game.
That's so cool.
I mean, have you heard The Rock rap?
I mean, what's he going to do? Act you to death?
Oh, I'd love The Rock bottom. To act me to death. Just but anyways, act me right down, Rock.
Frog monster that was spitting out these acid balls. And just one of these things hitting me, like, took me down to, like, half health. I think the thing three-shotted me. And its life pool was so big that I couldn't even, like, barely dent it. So it was just, and of course, this was like the challenge mode, one of the extra modes that you could play throughout the week.
Yeah, The Rock is known for having a very large life pool.
He also challenged me to act
paper,
with
rock,
him.
Scissors.
Nope.
It's rock, paper, scissors. Paper, rock, scissors. What planet are you from? Am I wrong? It's rock, paper, scissors.
That's like an episode of The Twilight Zone.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure about that.
Paper, rock, scissors?
Paper, rock, scissors?
Is that the next free-to-play game we're going to do?
No!
God, I hope so. Anyway, so you get the... as you go through these levels and these different runs, the perks that you can get, you can... double up, like with the crossbow, you can double up your shots, you can triple up your shots, where it fires three arrows instead of one, or three arrows in quick succession, or you can upgrade your rate of fire, you can double your health or upgrade your health, you can double the amount of health you get from hearts that drop from fallen enemies. So I really enjoyed the strategy aspect of that. And as you progress through the levels, there's different, like, there's obstacles in each area of the level. And like with y'all, Scott, you were saying, you know, there's different bad guys that have bow and arrows, crossbows, or whatever they are. And so, like, you kind of have to strategize. If there's more of them on the screen than you can handle, and you get behind a rock or, you know, a fence post, and you wait for them to fire, and then you pop out and you fire at them, and it takes their health down, and you do that kind of, you know, over. But as you progress to the level, you can get more arrows to use, and you can get there's one perk that allows you to get headshots, and it, you know, one shot kills them. And it's like a percentage, like 15% of the times you fire, it's going to be a headshot. And so I really enjoyed that. I thought it was randomized, so no two runs are the same, which is very roguelike. And I had fun in that aspect with this game, is because, like, I knew that I could die and come back and it'd be completely randomized, and I wouldn't get the same enemies at the second obstacle as I got the last time I died. And I think that's why I continue to play the game, was that no two runs were the same, and so I could,
like a roguelike.
Yeah, I could get to a boss where I knew that I wasn't strong enough to beat him, and I'd be like, oh, just kill me. And I'll just get back here again. It'll be randomized, and I won't have to, you know. And then you can use this as a knock. That could be a negative to some people, but to me, that was like an entertaining aspect. Is because I was like, oh, okay, I'll just run it again. And chances are I'm not going to get the same boss that I did this time. I don't know. I felt like this game offered enough to keep me entertained.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save it for the seal, I know. I'm sorry.
Paywall.
There was, what, green gems, and this was the premium currency?
Yeah.
Okay, and I know that, like, as you're playing through levels, you can come across this fairy, and then you can buy perks with those gems. Was there anything else really to buy in the game?
You can revive yourself once a run.
Okay.
Yeah, with that with the ad. We've seen that before.
Well, and then well, with the ad, but if you have, if you have enough
paywall gem here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I was about to talk about the stamina thing. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I forgot about the stamina.
Speaking of stamina, The Rock loves stamina. He's got all of it.
I've heard that.
So, anyways.
So, I guess you could purchase more stamina, too, if you ran out, right?
Oh, why would they have the feature if you couldn't? That would make no sense. To have stamina feature and then no way to get over, like, oh, okay.
I mean, that's part of the paywall then.
Wait, yeah. what was stamina in this game?
Every time
this
you
like
started,
the lightning bolt.
Yeah, every time you started it costs you however much, and
I think it was like two lightning bolt units. No, I agree. But like they replenished fast enough to where you were never like, oh my god, you know, I gotta wait so long to play this game again.
Well, I mean, if your later runs are taking you 20 minutes, then I could see that.
Yeah, but, like, with a mobile game, I mean, you're not sitting down for hours playing this game. I mean, it's one run will take, you know, will eat up, you know, enough time to where you're like, okay, well, that was cool. I'll play this again later. I mean, that's how I felt playing.
Replayability.
So this is where I will now. Is there a lot to do? Yeah. Where I kind of found the frustration is that while the initial impression is very positive, I did find myself sort of bored by the gameplay pretty quickly. Like I didn't find that there was enough depth to the actual gameplay to keep me coming back. And it doesn't need to be a lot on a mobile game. I mean, it's a mobile game, but when I'd sit on the can, half the time I didn't have the urge to pull my phone open and you know, figure it out if I wanted to play it or not. So,
You know what The Rock pulls open when he's sitting on the can?
No, I don't. He hasn't invited me into the restroom with him.
You just wait.
Okay. I don't know what he's saying. Is
there's a joke. There's a joke that Jared Leto walks into his bathroom. I also walk into his bathroom. And The Rock's there.
I'm familiar with this.
And you walk into the bathroom and say you smell what The Rock is cooking? Is that what the joke is?
And he's taking a Oh, I can't say that. Okay.
It's never stopped you before.
Well, now that I know that Scott listens to all the episode, Zach.
Oh, but this one you know for sure he listens to.
It'll get slipped in there. I set that up for you, Jeff. I set it up. Jeff?
Nope, I'm good.
So at the end of each episode, we decide whether the game deserves our seal or not.
Only Jeff gets to talk about replayability?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not talking about it.
Well, I didn't know Jeff was done, first of all.
There was silence there that I'm going to have to edit out. He was done.
You know who's rarely done? The Rock. It's that stamina we talked about.
There's a Jeffy Poopy ad in here somewhere.
No.
In pill form, get what The Rock's cooking.
Okay.
From your favorite gas station, Circle K. Anyways, replayability. The game is not replayable.
You can actually turn it on and play it again.
I didn't say it was literally not replayable. I just said it's not replayable. I mean, there's something there for you to do at all points of time throughout the day. You can start at level one with a new character and level that character up. There's events throughout the week, and they change, and there's various different events that allow you to play as different characters and get different rewards. Now those rewards are, I found them useless, is because I'm not playing these events for hours, but I still thought it was highly replayable, is because I felt challenged by this game, and that's what kept me coming back, is that the game was challenging enough as I progressed through the levels that I was like, well, dang, I want to beat this level because, you know, it's killed me like five times. And you know, it being randomized, and I put quotes around randomized, but it being randomized, you can watch an ad to re-randomize your perks and whatnot, but I felt
like... Or you can pay to do it.
Or you could pay to do it, right. But I felt that was enough to keep me engaged in at least playing the game and keeping the game on my phone. The game is still on my phone, and I'll probably continue to play it until I get to a point where I'm just at the wall, and I don't know when that point comes, but I haven't gotten there yet.
Do you know when The Rock... never mind.
Yeah. I know him. I know.
Never mind. Moving on.
The people's...
You were saying when that point comes.
Eyebrow.
And then I said, you know when The Rock...
is cooking? No, I don't.
You don't know when he's cooking. Okay.
Anyway, I feel the game... The replayability of this game is pretty high, in my opinion, because... it offers a ton of stuff to do. You don't need to like bash the proverbial head against the wall playing the same level. You can do something else in game that's different from just the ordinary runs of the level, the story progression of the level. So that's my opinion on the replayability. I think it's very high. I'm sorry you feel this way, Jeff.
What? Why? You don't have to apologize on my behalf. I like me.
I'm just saying, I'm sorry you feel this way. negatively about the replayability.
And on that note, so at the end of each episode, we decide whether or not these
games... Wait, only Mark and I get to do replayability? What did you think, Scott?
Oh, I'll tell you what I think. At the end of each episode, we decide whether the game deserves our seal or not and requires a two-third vote to be approved or denied. Mark, what did you feel about the game?
Every time you go, Mark, I just have to follow it up with, what was this week's game? Every time.
Why?
Games. I don't know. Huge games. What did you think, Mark?
So big games.
Yeah. How? What about
size 13 games?
Oh. Mark, what did you think? It's you're on the clock.
Wear a sock.
This is your seal.
Games. Those pills you buy at the gas station. Games.
Mark. Okay. Here's what I thought about the game. It's pretty good. The initial impression's good. And if you don't get bored with the gameplay, there is a lot to do. I definitely think it's worth a try, and it does get my seal.
Oh,
Mark,
shit.
What did you think? Jeez.
This game gets my seal.
This game is trash.
No, it's not. It's one of the games, there's a few games we played that's not trash. But this game's fun. We're going to have some commentary from some other nerds Lord, that don't appreciate.
Oh my gosh!
You know, he's the actual worst, fun games, he but
he's the worst, folks.
I like this game. It offers a variety of different things to do. It's never, in my opinion, it hasn't gotten stale yet. And you know, we've played games where you're just like in the first 30 minutes, you're like, oh, I already know this game's not going to do it. I haven't got to that point yet, and I've been playing this game pretty frequently over the past 2 weeks. And so, to me, the game gets my seal because it's kept my interest. It offers, you know, like you said, Jeff, it's a game. There's no autoplay feature. You actually have to, there's strategy involved in your gameplay. You actually have to dodge things and get away from things. And, you know, shoot things and collect things. And it's good.
Okay. So get your seal.
It gets my seal.
Oh, great. Scott, what did you
think? We don't even need to hear from Scott, so it's fine.
Sure we do. It doesn't, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's already decided, but I mean, he does edit the show.
That's true.
He can just put it in later anyway.
That is true.
He could take you
just
out.
Just like Jeff. My initial thoughts on the game were great. It was very fun to play. It, you know, it felt nice. It wasn't like, you know, a slog. But as it got longer and longer, like the every level after, it just seemed to drag on for me. And it was just, I didn't want to keep playing them. There was these levels get, you know, they get to a certain point and you're like, am I not done with the level yet? I was hoping to do this, you know, one level really quick while I'm on the toilet and then get off, and I'm still in this level.
You know,
and
how
by the sounds of it, as the way Mark was talking, these levels get even longer the further you get in. And I just don't, want to play, take my time to play this game. I don't want to, you know, take the time to play this game over and over again like that, because even though there's like the randomization and elements of it, it still felt recycled on each level. Like there was no difference other than maybe a few enemies. So no, this is not going to get my seal. It just wasn't for me.
That's fine. We appreciate your.
No, you don't, Mark.
Your opinion.
You don't appreciate him.
I do. I appreciate Scott. Oh. You know what I don't appreciate?
Oh, God.
Is you poo-pooing on the Rock.
I would never. Unless he asked, I would never.
We do have a couple commentaries.
Golly.
Oh, they call that a chili dog. I'm just saying.
Oh, Mark, why did you go there?
Yeah, all right.
Look it up.
That's what we call patrons.
Enough, Mark.
Sign up at the chili dog level, patrons. All right, we got a commentary from our boy Nomic, ever faithful. Rogueland, a.k.a. this game is trash. This game basically is kite enemies and walk away from red lines or red circles where the enemies will strike. Later on, you have to also avoid flying hammers and fight a variety of bosses with the same basic mechanics. This game doesn't get my seal. It's boring. There's energy to replenish to play levels, skills to get with currency during match from a fountain lady, tons of gear to upgrade, but doesn't really feel like it does anything. It's just boring work. There's a sentence of story per stage. There seems to be no point to play this. Furthermore, there's lame obstacles in the levels that your person should be able to shoot enemies around, but there's no aiming mechanic, so you have to move over a centimeter to hit. I did find that.
Oh, that was another thing. Yeah. I had the issue where enemies right on top of me, unless I moved and stopped, it wouldn't like refocus on a closer enemy. Continue, Jeff.
Where was I? We did the things where you move. Although the enemy's body is half revealed, it's not a good game. I even encountered a bug in the second stage where an enemy was stuck inside a broken chandelier, one of the obstacles, so I couldn't hit him. And it's so much fun to level up. He's a lot of O's there, almost as many U's as in huge. So I'm guessing it's sarcasm, or he's literally loves how much fun it is to level up after the boss fight before you open the final chest to the end of the level. Okay, that is a good point. Because you get a point, like after you beat the boss, you level up and get to pick a perk, but then the level's over, so you never get the benefit of that perk.
That's like the best perk you could get.
Yeah. So that's fair. The skills don't carry over, so why would you waste the player's time to pick a skill when the level is finished? All in all, the graphics don't look bad and the stages don't take long to play, but this game is pointless and dull. It's trash. It deserves zero seals. However, I will admit that this game is still better than sitting through Thor Ragnarok. All right, now skipping that. That film is great. Okay, not editorializing. I think it is by far the best Thor film there ever was. It's really great. Uncut Gems is trash. You can find me in the Budget Arcade Discord. Discord link in the show notes to tell me how much you agree and why, indeed, Uncut Gems is a dumpster fire.
No, Mike has gone too far.
Who? You know who's never gone too far.
Here, I'll do Coconut Wizards. I thought about commenting this time around, but my opinion of it faded away before it even vanished off my phone. Nuff said. At its core, this game doesn't seem like it's trying to be a game of the year. It's a Flappy Bird type game, that's meant to be played with one hand while riding a bus somewhere and holding the railing with the other hand.
Why is that
a bad
thing?
No thought involved. No excitement either. Fine in small bursts, but Flappy Bird is more engaging than this game.
Which is false.
I'm glad Coconut Wigger. Whoa. Edit that.
What the heck was that?
Edit that.
Are you taking the Ubi sauce today?
No. Coconut Wizard is back to commentating. Never mind. I'm done. I can't say anything else. I'm on that Ubi sauce.
It's well documented that Nomic doesn't like anything.
Of the comments about the movie he tried to get me to bash, I'll definitely take your side on this one, Mark. How dare he?
This game. There are tons of worse games than this out there, documented on this podcast. We should be celebrating the fact that we even had points to talk about with this game. Okay, that it wasn't all bashing, and it's, you know, there's a debate here about, oh hey, is this game of like, or is this game fun?
It wasn't bad. It was boring to me. And
sure. I
as
get
Jeff
that.
Says, if a movie is boring, you know.
I mean, boring is the worst thing a piece of entertainment can be. Yes, that is true. Because therein it has failed at its main
reason for existing.
Yeah, other than Coconut Wizard's commentary on the movies that he said.
Coconut Wizard.
Or not Coconut Wizard, Namek. Other than Namek's commentary about Thor Ragnarok, I agree with his commentary of this game.
No, he was talking about Uncut Gems.
Oh, yeah, Uncut Gems. Well, I wholeheartedly agree with that, and I've never seen that movie.
Of course you haven't. You're a smart man. You listen to a review, and I don't know if you've actually listened to that episode, and you think, oh, one of these guys is right. Check out the movie Draft House wherever you get your podcasts.
Take us away with socials, Jeff.
Oh, fine. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/budgetarcade, Twitter and Instagram @budgetarcade. Don't forget about TikTok and twitch.tv @budgetarcadepodcast. That's it, right?
Yes. If you want to get in touch with us, you can either join our Discord. The link is in our show notes as well as on all our socials. You can email us at show@budgetarcade.com and verbally abuse us there if you would prefer.
No, don't.
It's okay. You won't ever read it. It'll probably be all me.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Our music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com. What's up?
What are we playing next?
Oh, yes. So next week, or the next game we're going to play is going to be Rocket League Sideswipe.
God, another Rocket League?
It's on your mobile device.
It's mobile. Mobile Rocket League.
Have we played enough Rocket League?
No, we only did... There's only one other Rocket League game. You act like every... we played way more Battle Royales than we have Rocket Leagues.
True. Okay, whatever. You said it's on mobile? That's it?
If you'd like to help support the show, you can either do so by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/budgetarcade, or you can purchase one of our t-shirts. The link for that is also in the show notes. And game on.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.